Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship you have. Robert Holden. Hello and welcome to the Taking Back Your Power podcast. I'm Isabel Palacios, and I specifically created and designed this podcast to empower, inspire, and help you cultivate a powerful mindset to build your best life and live out your dreams. May you always remember your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. So get your coffee, smoothie, or wine ready, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. I'm so grateful to have you here with me today, and I hope you're doing well. If you're not, take a moment to unclench your jaw and loosen your shoulders. Breathe in deeply, first through your nose and through your mouth. And hopefully for the duration of this entire podcast, you can focus on your breathing and take some time to actually see how you're breathing and feel the way your body's feeling. That's a great way to become self-aware. Is a lot of times we're under stress and a lot of anxiety, and we don't know exactly why, and we don't know how to cope with it. And this is actually something I learned from a little post on Instagram, and I posted it to my stories about how we don't even realize that we're stressed out and until we take a moment to actually feel our body, and if we are hunched over, if our jaw is really tight and clenched, if we're grinding our teeth, if we are just in this negative body language and body space. That's so important to realize if we are in that negative place. And you'll see that with your body language, your thoughts start to change. If you have a more positive, more powerful, more stand up straight kind of posture, you do tend to be more in a mindset of power, more control, and more steadiness and more positivity. This is something I just wanted to bring up because I think that a lot of us are holding on to unnecessary physical stress, and it's just a good reminder to let it go and check yourself every few hours or so. So anyways, I want to get onto today's topic, and this was actually inspired by you guys. I have been reading a lot of comments and DMs and just your messages, all types of things, and just reading the questions that a lot of you guys tend to ask me. And there's a recurring question over and over again. How can I attract the one? How can I attract somebody who's right for me? How can I attract my soulmate? How can I use the law of attraction to attract a specific person? How can I use the law of attraction to attract a relationship? Now, for me, the law of attraction and love is very, very simple. And me being in a relationship that I didn't actively manifest, but did bring me a lot of love, a lot of things that I never had in previous relationships, has taught me a lot about how the law of attraction works when pertaining to love, when pertaining to soulmates, when pertaining to attracting a relationship and the one. I have made many videos on this topic on YouTube. I think the most recent one I did was how to manifest a husband, and I talked about how my sister met and found her husband and ended up marrying him. And it's funny because we both found love around the same time and in the same country. And it's very funny because we didn't ever talk about attracting a boyfriend or a husband, and we never talked about it. It just wasn't something that we were actively seeking out. But it's funny because both of us were in that same mindset before we met these two amazing men. And we were both in that same part in our life, except that she had just come out of a really tough relationship and a really tough breakup. And if you guys want to check out that video, it's actually really funny. It's up on my channel, youtube.com/Isabel Palacios. And it's actually a really funny video. I have live footage of the moment that she first saw him. And we recorded him because we thought she would never see him again. And turns out she did see him again. They did meet for real. And now they're married. They've been married for a year. They celebrated their first year wedding anniversary on November 7th. So congratulations to them. But what I'm trying to get at is that leading up to meeting our partners, we were just living our lives. We weren't focused on meeting the one. We really didn't care. We just wanted to have fun. We weren't looking for anything serious. We're just like, this is life. We're going to enjoy it to our fullest. And also about a month or two before I met my partner, I had said, I am not putting up with F-boys anymore. I'm not putting up with guys who aren't serious, who aren't the real deal, who are just playing around. I'm not going to play their games. I'm just going to live my life. And if I die single, I'm going to be completely fine with it. I'm just going to live my life and travel, focus on my goals, on my dreams, and the people who matter most in my life, and loving everyone, sending out so much love. And that's when it all started coming back to me. Attracting love is actually very simple. The simplest way to attract love is to just be love. I have said this over and over again, but the universe is a mirror. It simply mirrors back what vibration you are sending out. So yes, our thoughts are important. Our words are important. Our feelings are even more important. But what's most important is that vibration. And what happens is that our words, our thoughts, our subconscious limiting beliefs, our belief system, and our feelings all make up our vibration. So they all have to be in tune with one another in order to attract something into our life. Now it might seem like a lot of hard work to be policing not only your thoughts, but also your words, and also your feelings, and also your belief system, and all these things. But actually, it can be very simple if you have the right mindset, and you visualize yourself as a magnet, and you visualize yourself in the mirror, and literally mirroring to the universe what you want the universe to mirror back. So we all have this idea of what love looks like, what love is, and love is so much more than just relationships and romance. Love is platonic love. Love is the way that you do things, in the way that you do things, with the intention that you do things. Do you make things with love? Do you resent your work, or do you do work with love? Do you do everything in love? Then that is the vibration that you will send out. If you do everything in love, if with every relationship you have, you use love, and every relationship you have is founded in love, then that is what you will have more of in your life, because you are consciously putting intention of love in every single thing you do, and every single person you meet, and every single relationship you cultivate, and every single thing that you are putting your presence in, you must do it with love. So the main idea is, if you want more of something in your life, you need to set out and create it and be it. You must embody what you wish to have. You are a creator of your own reality. You create your reality. You create your mindset. You create your feelings. You create everything. And once you realize this, this power is very, 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 very much present in your human DNA, then you can start using it to create good. But stop thinking that just because you're not in a relationship, just because you haven't found your ideal partner or your spouse, does not mean that you are not love and that you are not worthy of love, because the universe tests us. The universe is all-knowing and all-encompassing and knows what is right for you. So it could be that the universe hasn't brought you your partner because you have not yet mastered love. And with anything you wish to master in life, all you need to do is practice more of it. So let's stop thinking of love in terms of relationships and soulmates. Let's think of love in the other senses. And that's where you need to really bridge the gap, is love in other forms other than romantic relationships, because these other types of love are extremely powerful, dare I say even more powerful than romantic, lovey-dovey, fairy tale kind of love. And that is the relationships you have with your friends, your family, and with yourself. So instead of wallowing in why you're single and in self-pity and saying, why can't I find the one for me? Why is this going on? Focus on being love. Give love to your friends, to your family, to yourself. Be a good friend. Be a good daughter, son, sister, brother. Be a good parent. Give love to all those around you. Give unconditional love, even to those people who are mean and cold. Those people probably need love the most. So give them love. Give love freely without boundaries. Don't feel caged in by the love you give others. Don't be afraid of expressing your feelings of gratitude, of appreciation, of love. When you see something beautiful in somebody else, tell them. When you see something admirable in somebody else, let it be known. Appreciate others. Everything you give out, guys, all that energy you give out is coming back to you. So if you're constantly sending out energy of, oh, I'm comparing myself to this person, I'm jealous of this person, I don't like her, she's annoying, this and that. If you're sending all that out, all that is just going to come right back to you. So this is where you can consciously start changing your thoughts and your words and your feelings. And when you change those things consciously, your belief system will start to change. That vibration will start to change. When you stop being so inhibited and cold and savage, I know that's like the thing nowadays. People will just want to be savage and cold-hearted and nobody's going to mess with me and no guy's going to mess with me or no girl's going to break my heart. Then that is when you lose because you're shutting yourself off from the very thing that you are aching for. By controlling your love and caging in your love, you are starving yourself directly. You are starving your soul of the very thing that you need. So practice doing everything with love. All your work, anything you create, any words that you form with your mouth, make sure that they are done in love. And if they're not, take a moment and stop yourself before putting that energy out into the world. A book that really helped me understand love was the book The Power by Rhonda Byrne. So you guys know The Secret, but The Power was written by the same author, and it really goes into how love is the driving force beyond all things great and good, and all the best inventions and the most powerful things in the world were made with love, and how humans were made with love, and how everything done successfully and well in the universe is done in love, either love for your craft or love for yourself or love for somebody else or love for your country or love for the earth. Everything done well and successfully is always done in love. That is the root of all things good in our universe. So, in order to get into the vibration of love and gratitude, which are the highest vibrations to be in, you must embody both and practice both consciously. And when you start doing things consciously over and over and over again through repetition, that's when your belief system starts to change. That's how you start rewiring your subconscious. And that's when you start getting into alignment with what it is that you wish to attract. So if you want love in your life, if you wish to attract a partner, you need to start focusing on creating as much love within yourself as possible. And the most important relationship you can ever cultivate is the one with yourself. Self-love is the highest vibration you can be in because you are giving all that love back to yourself and you are telling the universe that you are worthy of love because look, universe, I am worthy of love because I am loving myself and I am loving myself knowing that I am imperfect, that I am going to fail, that I have a million defects, that I have made a million mistakes, and that I am beautifully human. And yet I am freely giving myself love, knowing that I am not perfect. Now, this is a good rule of thumb to go by if you are trying to learn to love yourself. Give yourself all of the love you wish someone would give to you. All of the love that you have saved up for somebody else, give it to yourself. All of the love that you wish someone would give to you, give it to yourself. Show the universe that you are worthy of love simply by loving yourself first. It is not narcissism. It is not being full of yourself to love yourself. The truth is, the relationship you have with yourself determines a lot of important things, such as your confidence, your ability to say no to others, to say no to things that are not good for you, your ability to take care of yourself, and the amount of respect other people will give you. So if you are lacking in the confidence department, in the self-love department, you need to put all of that energy not into making other people view you in a certain way or to seek the approval of other people or to make your life look a certain way to other people to get other people's opinion and self-love and to get other people's approval. No, you need to start focusing that attention back inward and focus on your own life. Stop competing with other women to see who gets more male attention. Stop fighting over men. Stop looking at other people's relationship and coveting what they have. Stop comparing your life, your looks, you to other people. And instead, focus all that attention, all that energy back inwards. And that is where the growth will happen. With this mindset, you are actually killing two birds with one stone. You are upping your love vibration and sending out more love vibration, therefore getting more love, but also you are forced to work on yourself and to improve yourself and to improve your life so that you will be happier and more content and more confident overall. And focusing on your own life is as simple as understanding one fact, and that is a partner or a lover is not someone who completes your life, but someone who will complement you and your lifestyle, and someone who will enrich an already whole and complete and happy life, kind of like a cherry on top. That is how you need to view romantic relationships. It's just a little cherry on top. It's not meant to be the whole sundae. It's not meant to be the banana to the banana split. It's the sprinkles. It's the icing. It's that perfect completion of something already wonderful and amazing on its own. So focusing on making your life whole and complete on its own, focusing on making yourself whole and complete on your own is the number one way of attracting love. Why? Because if you are whole and complete on your own, you're not sending out a vibration of lack. You're not sending out a vibration of desperation to the universe. Because remember, the universe is a mirror. So if we're sending out vibration of lack, of I need someone to feel whole and complete and loved, I need someone, I'm lonely, the universe is going to be like, okay, you're lonely. You're alone. You need someone to complete you. You don't feel complete. And you're going to be like, but no, I want love. Okay, here, you want love. Here's more want. Here's more desire. That's how simply the universe works. If you want more love in your life, you need to give it to yourself and focus on building a good foundation of self-love, acceptance, and value. If you don't value yourself, how do you expect anyone else to value you? If you don't love yourself, how do you expect anyone else to love you? You need to show yourself unconditional love, because unconditional love for yourself will keep people who don't love you and who aren't in your best interest out of your life. It's like a barrier to negativity. When you have so much love just pouring out of you and so much love for yourself and for others, then you can't accept anything less than love. You can't accept a man or a woman or someone trying to play with your emotions. You can't accept somebody who's out to hurt you. Your vibration just won't allow it. Your energy won't allow it, because you are so much in tune with love and self-growth that anything that comes within your force field that is anything less than that just won't be able to cut it. It won't be able to get through because it is not powerful enough. There is nothing more powerful than love. So start spreading that. Start giving it out for free. Start giving it out to everyone and everything, because with love, you will never lose. With love, you are never in lack. With love, you are you in your most purest, most strongest, most powerful form. And when you are so full of love and so content on your own, you won't accept the company of anyone who has anything less to offer you than love. When you truly love yourself, you know that it's better to hold off for somebody that is real and somebody that really will love us unconditionally than to settle for half-ass love or to settle for somebody who can't love us all the way or who can't give us 100% of their love and their attention and their affection, to somebody who can choose to commit to us and say, you are the one I want and I don't want anyone else, because that is the love you deserve. That is the love that is worth living, is that kind of love, that unconditional, I will love you no matter what, because that love exists. That love is out there. That is the real deal. And when you give that love to yourself, you won't have to settle for anything less. That kind of love will just pop right into your life and you won't even know what hit you. So the bottom line is, my beautiful people, that you must become what you wish to attract. And anything that you wish to attract in life, whatever it may be, you must become it. And ask yourself this question. Would you date yourself? Be honest. Would you date someone exactly like you? If the answer is no, and you're being completely, completely honest with yourself, then you got some work to do. If the answer is yes, you're on the right track, honey, and don't worry, your person's coming. Just live your life. Live your life, be free, enjoy being single, enjoy having time for yourself, to work on yourself, on your goals, on your dreams, to make beauty in your life, to do all the things that you said you were going to do and you always put off. Use this time of singlehood to discover what you love and what you don't love, to get to know yourself, to become comfortable in your own skin, to become comfortable in your own presence, because at the end of the day, all we really have is ourselves. And you can choose whether that time by yourself is liberating or destructive. And understand that being single is not being single. You are not alone. You are very much complete and whole on your own. Stop thinking singlehood is this time, this little gap in between finding someone. And instead, go back into yourself and reconnect with that relationship that you have with yourself. Treat yourself as you would a potential partner. Give all the love that you would give a potential partner back to you. Enjoy your life. Treat yourself well. Do the best for yourself. Feed yourself the best foods. Save up money for things that you want to do or to make your goals a reality. Stop listening to other people and focus more on listening to your inner voice. And after this podcast is done, I want you to do this exercise before the day is over. Actually, I want you to do this exercise every single day from here on out until you actually start believing it and you actually start to rewrite your belief system. I want you to look into the mirror. Look at yourself in the eyes, deep in your eyes. Take a look at your face. Study your expression. Study the way you look and tell yourself this. I love you and I accept you for everything you are and everything you are not. I love you unconditionally, even if you are stubborn, jealous, insecure at times, even if you're not perfect all the time, even if you can be lazy, you have mood swings, and you make a lot of mistakes. I will love you forever. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I want you to say this out loud. Repeat this out loud. Write this down if you feel inclined to, or make your own affirmations up. But repeat something along those lines to yourself every single day. Could be when you're doing your makeup, when you're doing your hair. But make sure you are focusing in on your reflection, looking at yourself in the eyes as if you're looking into the eyes of another person, into another person that you are in love with, as if you are looking into the eyes of your soulmate. Treat yourself like your soulmate. Give yourself all the love, attention, and care, and understanding, and unconditional love that you would give your soulmate. And practicing this little exercise every single day will start to rewire your subconscious beliefs and get rid of any limiting beliefs if you are stuck and held back by your beliefs around love. So bottom line is, don't allow the fact that you're not in a relationship, in a romantic relationship with another person, deter you from loving yourself and to living your life to the fullest and reaching your fullest potential. Stop being desperate for a relationship just because everyone else around you might be in one, just because other people are getting married or engaged or have kids or buying a house together or moving in together. That should not deter you from living your best life, because we all have a unique path and we all have a unique destiny to fulfill. And if you keep focusing on what everyone else is doing, you're never going to fulfill it. Stop giving your power to your relationship status. Stop giving your power over to whether or not you have somebody or someone's texting you or someone is after you. Because when you let go of that and you live freely and live life on your terms, that's when life will truly start to smile upon you. And that person that you have been oh so desperate for will just fall into your lap when you stop wanting it. Trust in the universe, trust in yourself, be love, be all that you wish to attract in this life, and it will come to you in the right time, in the right moment that it's meant to come to you. You don't need to be desperate for things, because everything that is meant for you won't pass you by. Just relax, chill out. Don't be so desperate for somebody, because desperation is going to send out that vibration of lack, and we don't want that. Instead, send out the vibration that you are whole and complete and happy on your own. You are a powerhouse on your own and you deserve the best. You just need to give it to yourself first. So that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of Taking Back Your Power. I hope it inspired you to start putting in all that love back into yourself so that you can become love and become a huge magnet for it. You'll have so much love in your life, you won't be able to keep track of it. But that is what we aim for. We all have different values in life. We all have different goals. And if your goal is love, just know that you won't go wrong by simply giving the love that you want to give somebody else back to you and giving yourself the love that you wish you had in your life. And as always, I'm sending you all my love and all my positive vibes. May you manifest only wonderful, beautiful things into your life, and may you have the courage to work on yourself and to see where you're going wrong and to accept that you are not perfect, and that if you need improvement in any area of your life, may you have the courage to change and to work on that really, really tough stuff that a lot of times our subconscious is holding on to. And may you have the courage to just be yourself and to love yourself unconditionally. So I don't have any questions for this week's episode, because I want to gather up all the questions that I get and put it into one big episode with just voice questions. So once again, I am waiting for you guys to please send me more questions. And thank you so much to those of you who have sent me voice questions through the Anchor app. Download the Anchor app and you can listen to all podcasts through there that are available. And also you are able to send me direct voice messages. So please send me your direct questions through the voice mechanism on the Anchor app, and I will put them in my next episode. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I love you all so very much. And always remember, no matter who you are in this life, no matter if you're single or in a relationship, or if you've been hurt, or you are just learning to love yourself for the first time, your true beauty, your true worth, and your true power always come from within. I love you, and I will meet you back here on next week's episode of Taking Back Your Power. Be blessed, be nice to everyone, and be love. Bye-bye.